KSX, Big Jim South, 620, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. It is beautiful outside, man. Fall weather here. Get out there. How's your lawn looking? Lawn looks good?
It's not dead, if that's what you're asking.
Boy, the bar is pretty low at the old Mount Clemens Aaron V house there. Our lawn looks pretty good. It's probably too thick, actually, and I know our producer Ryan is... How many times do you mow your lawn?
A couple times a week.
Still? New homeowner, so you're kind of fired up about it?
Yeah. Some of the yard I don't cut. Like, I'll cut sections and leave other sections just if I think it needs to grow a little bit longer to bring it back.
Do you get upset? I mean, like, if someone actually comes across your lawn, if you kids and stuff come on your lawn, are you that protective of it?
I don't think people should walk on or I'm okay with walking on it, but I get upset a little bit because somebody parks on it sometimes.
Somebody parks on your lawn?
Yeah.
Well, you need to do what this guy in Virginia did, dude. This is pretty simple here. Now, what he did was put an electric fence around his lawn so the kids would stay off his lawn. We're not joking.
A cattle fence.
A cattle fence. If you want to see what we're talking about, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Of course, the keyword is...
fence.
Now, here's the question. Is he right or wrong? Let's listen to the news clip and we'll say, is he right or wrong? But we'll let you guys decide.
People around here litter and... you know, they don't respect other people's land, so trespassing signs and protesting signs have been up for 2 years, and nothing stops.
I touched it. I got a slight shock, but it wasn't that great.
I touched it.
But I understand his concern.
Yes.
I just don't think he understood the neighbor's concern about the kids. One of them could touch it and get shocked.
But I went ahead and removed it today because it was not in the right place. Come to find out this isn't my yard as big as I thought it was. The message has gotten across, I'm pretty sure, to everybody. It's all over social media. Y'all are out here. So neighbors are driving by, parents are posting and talking about it. So, yeah, I mean, the point's gotten across.
I touched it. It didn't shock me that much. I kind of liked it.
Chris. So, when you look at the video and he's complaining about these kids walking on his yard and he put up the cattle fence... is it a good idea, bad idea? It's his property. Well, of course, he screwed up and put the fence too far on the county property. But if you're protecting your yard, am I nuts or maybe he's got a point?
I think if there's been numerous warnings and there's no trespassing signs and it's been addressed several times and people are still doing it, then good for him. It's his property.
I'm all in.
Well, we know you are.
I'm all in. Let's do this, man. Here's the audio of Ryan.
Get off my lawn.
It's just a little shock. It's like we used to put on the dog collar and run through the electric fence when I was in high school.
It's not it's a bit. Again, folks, this is not a bit. This is true. He actually did this in high school.
Yeah, no, we used to do that on my friend's farm, too. We used to bribe her little brother to sit there and hold on to the cattle fence.
Yeah, not
what
bad.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Just get a little shocking.
You grab a cattle fence and you don't run around with a shock collar on your neck.
No better way to get ready at the bus stop than a little shock before school.
How about a balanced breakfast and some warm clothes? Just ballparking here. Just spitballing here.
Get off my lawn.
What do you guys think? Is this guy got a point or is just a complete nut job? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. We would love to hear from you. I got to come back real quick. You bribe somebody to run around and grab the cattle fence? Who did you do this to?
My friend's little brother. They had a farm.
How old was the kid?
He was like 10. He enjoyed it.
You paid him. How did you bribe him? You gave him cash?
We'd be like, if you hold on to this for as long as you can, we'll give you $10.
Did you ever actually pay the kid?
No.
Hold on. You get it this morning.
Shame.
Aaron.
Shame.
You don't. Wow.
Shame.
Damn right. That's the kid getting peeled off there.
Shame.
So you would tell this little boy, this 10-year-old kid, like, you know, if you grab that cattle fence and hold on for a little bit, we'll give you $10, then you wouldn't pay him.
Yeah.
Now let me ask a question. How many times did he fall for the same thing?
A lot.
All right, then he's just an idiot.